So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm blindly supporting Philly this year. They can't come for me with the pitchforks anymore. Only Coley can come after now.
As little do you know, Scoop, they'll come after you more now that you're on their side.
They do hate when you believe in them. That's also true. There's no win, which I kind of respect.
We're back. It is NFL preview time. One division down, one to go. We're moving right along. NFC East time. I'm here. Scoob's here. The McMahon is here to break down the NFC East. Thank you for tapping in. Drop that thumbs up while you're here. Let us know in the comments who's going to win this division. But we're about to talk through it and tell you exactly who's going to win this division. I wonder who. The Philadelphia Eagles, we'll start with them. Their number is 11.5. They were 13-4 last season and lost in the Super Bowl, of course, to the Chiefs. Coley, what'd they do this offseason?
I mean, they kind of like what I was saying with the Bills earlier in the week, they did have some of that loss that we talked about. And the biggest loss is they signed Matt Patricia. I still don't know why. I still don't know why they would attempt such a high wire act. It's already hard enough for the city of Philadelphia to get Super Bowl trophies. I don't know why they'd make it raise the degree of difficulty like they have. They lost Javon Hargrave. They lost Kaiser White, Miles Sanders, CJ Gardner-Johnson, who now hates the city of Philadelphia, Andre Dillard, Marcus Epps, Isaac Suamalo, thank you, and TJ Edwards, who I think went to the Bears. Now, they went out and they drafted the entire Georgia Bulldogs team, so that's good.
Last year and this year, so.
Correct. That really helps. They also got Eli Ricks, who was a highly touted corner going into last season, who had some struggles on the Alabama defense that didn't feel like his fault. So that was terrifying that he ended up here. And Mauro Jomo was a defensive tackle who I believe had the craziest combine out of all D tackles. He just wasn't that big. Like, right. He's not a three tech. Like, yeah, three tech. So, and then Nolan Smith was the biggest freak defensive end. They got him too. So, and Sidney Brown.
Khalil Ringo.
Khalil Ringo. Sidney Brown came from that really tough Illinois defense.
Tyler Steen from the Alabama offensive line. They were just like, we want some heavy hitters. Heavy hitter after heavy hitter.
Yeah, this draft class already, like, looks better than last year's draft class. And last year's draft class had Cam Jurgens, Reed Blankenship, Jordan Davis, and N'Kobe Dean. Arrest Howie Roseman is what I'm saying.
He may be soon. The question I have for them, you mentioned the starters they lost. On defense, they lost all their starters up the center. They lost starting with Hargrave, starting with their linebackers. They lost both safeties. And again, they draft well. They develop well. The guys that are stepping in, we know, and they'll probably be fine, but it's just losing your whole defensive up the middle. Kind of worries me coming off 13-win Super Bowl loss. They got a new running back room. Mm-hmm. High ceiling, low floor. Is it fair? If things work out, I think Penny and DeAndre Swift, not kidding, could be the best backfield in the league. But Rashad Penny has never had more than 125 touches in a season.
And I was listening to the Mina Kimes podcast, and Kenneth Gainwell, he's like got the highest EPA for a running back, so he's pretty good also. Mm-hmm. And they like him. They like him. They've liked him for – they didn't really use him his rookie year, but last year they were using him in the playoffs more than they used Miles Sanders.
I think it'll definitely be some room for them both. I do wonder, like, DeAndre Swift kind of adds an element. They don't really throw to their running backs much, but he can do that. So is this like a – that's an element they wanted to add? Or is it like, no, we'll kind of have you doing more what we do, more running, less catchy?
And they have a new offensive coordinator too, right?
They do two new coordinators.
And defensive, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So lost both coordinators, replacing quite a bit.
I don't think they really – at least some Philly fans don't really view Gannon as a loss. They don't like the D-guy. He's coaching the Cardinals now. They didn't like him at all.
I'm sure they didn't, but if whoever's replacing him stinks and they're like, man, we wish it was – we knew at least Gannon would play the good players or something. But, again, maybe Roseman knows GMs – or, excuse me, knows coordinators as well. They're just stocked everywhere. It's kind of been the Eagles thing.
They also return the best offensive line in football. Kelsey signed with a 2-year deal to come back. Jargon's a year two guy. Lane Johnson, right tackle, joined Mailata on the left. And Landon Dickerson was another guy. It's kind of like not where this all started, but he was, I believe he was guard center out of Alabama. Mm-hmm. I think he like broke his leg or something. And so he slipped in the draft. The Eagles were like, he's going to walk again. We'll take you. And he was the 15th best guard in football last year. So other teams really have just helped the Eagles so much for no reason.
Again, and drafted Tyler Steen. So if like there's an injury right. or somebody didn't work out, like they should be loaded to the nines on both sides of the line, really, which was their lifeblood last year. What's their schedule looking like?
Well, we know they play the AFC East, as we discussed in the last video. But I tried to narrow their toughest part of the schedule, weeks 9 through 15, which I believe that was kind of like when Jalen got hurt, not week 9 last year, but towards that middle of the season. So they got the Cowboys at home, into the bye. Out of the bye, they get at Kansas City. They play the Bills, the 49ers, at the Cowboys, and then home for the Seahawks. I'm high on the Seahawks, so I put them in this stretch, even though it's at home. But that being your, like, home, welcome home game, not that easy.
After the bye, too, yeah. That's not good. Yeah, those, say, 49ers after Chiefs and Bills.
It's bye at Kansas City, Bills, 49ers.
That's not good. I'll say that. I can say that much. It is not good. Who's the X factor? Non-Jalen Hurts division.
I think it's AJ. I think it's Arthur Juan Brown. You saw the impact he had last year. And I know I was saying it leading up to the draft. I know there were a couple other people who shared the sentiment. They may have the best duo of receivers in all of football. They're certainly in that conversation. Outside of the two, gets shaky quick. That's probably the one wide receiver depth. It would be my and it's not an easy roster to pick apart, like my Patriots, for example. It's a really good roster. If I were to have one question mark about this team, it'd be wide receiver depth.
And that's where I wonder, it's like, okay, can Goddard step in and will they throw to Swift? Like if those were like 3 and 4, will that make it up? You say Scoop.
I do like what's his name? Olamide Zaccheaus. I like him. Yeah. He was pretty good for the Falcons. I think he's a larger guy, so
he is a
good target
boy.
There. I have a second most important thing. Yeah. I think it's going to be Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. I think that they need that disruption on the front. They need that to keep happening because that's what made that defense so good last year. Like we talked about when Jordan Davis went down last year, the defense wasn't as good as stopping
the run. Everybody's running all over him, yeah.
Exactly. So I think they need that those two to really show up this year. They need a big Jordan Davis year.
They're all big Jordan Davis year.
Yeah.
They're essentially at, can you, Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, be what Javon Hargrave was last year? Mm-hmm. And it's a tough task because Javon Hargrave was one of the best defenders in football. And now he's on the 49ers, which is also a terrifying thing we'll get to. But if you're going to ask two top, I think, 12 picks out of the football factory right now, they might be up to it. Mm-hmm. 11.5. What do we make on that for these Eagles?
I'm going to go higher. Yeah, I'm going to go higher. Yeah, I'm going higher.
Golan?
It's hard not to go higher. Like, I know there's the Super Bowl hangover and all that, but I've been a Hurts guy since he declared for the draft. He's shown me nothing to, like, jump off the Hurts. Now would be a weird time to be like, I'm out.
I've seen enough. I'm good.
Yeah.
Almost MVP. Hmm.
And they just returned so much of an already really good, decently young roster. Like, I don't see any reason why they should be falling off, even with, like, a decently tough schedule.
I agree. I'm going higher. Because even with, like, if this, say this is the year that Fletcher Cox or Jason Kelce or Lane Johnson, whatever, shows their age. Like you said, everybody else is, how's Jalen Hurts, 25? Like, you figure he's still on taking a step up. He can overcome some of that. I'm going higher on these Eagles as well. I think we're all united there.
The weirdest thing about this division, though, is the same team hasn't won it 2 years in a row since, like, 02, 03, 04, when the Eagles won it 3 times in a row. So I think the Eagles do it again this year, to be honest. History repeats itself.
Or is it this next team we have? Who I, they may be my division winners, and I can't imagine how this would ever go poorly for me. The Dallas Cowboys. Their number is 9.5. They won 12 games last year and lost because Zeke Elliott's right guard work wasn't really up to snuff. And because their kicker, who had been great, was just missing literally.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that
was missing
tough.
Literally everything. who they add and subtract this offseason.
So they, from what I can find, I know they had to have signed somebody, but I didn't find that they re-signed their own players. They traded for Brandon Cooks. They traded for Stephon Gilmore. Two really good additions.
Ronald Jones.
Two really good additions. They lost Connor McGovern. They lost Dalton Schultz. They lost Ezekiel Elliott. They brought in Jalen Moreno-Cropper, wide receiver. I think Fresno, 89, was very high on him. They brought in 4'8", Deuce Vaughn. They replaced Dalton Schultz with rookie Luke Schoonmaker. They brought in Mazi Smith to shore up that defensive line. And DeMarvion Overshown, linebacker out of Texas, someone that was brought in. So very business as usual offseason for the Cowboys. Like this, you can copy and paste this, just swap out the names next year. It's going to be the exact same offseason as it was last year, next year, forever, which I kind of respect. They're just business as usual.
Yeah, they draft and develop so well that like all those names you listed were all definitely contributors for them. And every single one, I was like, They'll probably be fine.
I'm so excited to watch Small Deuce Vaughn. I'm very excited for him. He's so fun to watch.
It's going to be dynamite. Just watch the pictures of him standing next to Tyron Smith are going to
everyone
break viral records. Yeah, right.
And even in that first preseason game, I already saw what I was excited for. Like he's so small he could hide behind the line, and then when it's time to cut, boom, he's already out there. You can't even see him.
I do wonder, I think they have some secondary questions. I think they had him last year after, like, there was Diggs, but then Anthony Brown got hurt. Whoever was after that got hurt. They got into Boss Man Fats, Kelvin Joseph territory, which did not go well last year. Maybe it will this year.
Well, they do have a new kicker this year.
They better.
They got rid of Maher.
They missed all them extra points. Who's the new kicker?
His name is Brandon Aubrey. I don't know. He's never kicked USFL. For anyone before.
Yeah, oh, okay. I think he's USFL. Like, was Nails there? We'll see. If he translates, yeah.
A lot of those USFL guys are getting signed, I've been seeing. A lot of them are getting picked up. And the XFL guys, a lot of them are getting picked up lately.
So we'll see. Maybe he's not missing like 5 extra points, like literally 4 or 5 extra points. Just be that level of decent. What's the schedule looking like, Colin?
So, honestly, not a bad schedule. Like, they obviously have tough games, but they're not stacked up like every other team we've looked at. Mm. I could really only pin it down to week 13 through 16, where they get the Seahawks, the Eagles, than at Bills at Dolphins. And I could easily see that not being that tough by the time we get to week 13. So it was really just that Eagles at home at Bills. That's going to be I feel like there's no way that's not tough. And Dolphins, who knows? Seahawks, I'm high on them. I could understand if people aren't. But that, to me, was the toughest stretch, that four games.
I kind of think they win in this division. But I just believe in that nobody wins it twice in a row, man.
I know.
It's been some good teams in this, like mostly good teams in this division over this stretch. And so I might have, I got the Eagles winning 12. So I mean, again, they were 12-5 last year, and Dak was not the Dak he's normally. Like, however you feel about Dak, last year they was asking for Cooper Rush to start, man. I remember. I was there.
This does feel like a make-or-break year for Dak. There's so much discourse around him, just like on the television, around the league, it feels like. Feels like it's like his – he's got to show up this year.
I think he would. Like, see, I think CD's show he's a star. Brandon Cooks will be better than any receiver, second receiver they had last year. Gallup's another year off of injury.
I like Jalen Tolbert. The rookie they drafted last year, he didn't do shit, but he's looked really good this year so far.
Oops, he's still a nice boy, and I like him.
I got him on my dynasty team. I drafted him. I'm allowed to be mean to him. I've been waiting.
I didn't write down. I'm only going to call him Tolbert now, too. I didn't write him down because I knew Scoot was going to bring him up. Yeah. And they bring back the second year guys, Jake Ferguson, Tyler Smith on the line. Deron Bland, who was the 48th ranked corner last year. I feel like that's pretty good for a rookie. Damone Clark, the 38th ranked linebacker, and Sam Williams was like a league average edge. As a rookie, pretty good.
Yeah. It's like playing off Parsons and Lawrence, but it's still, you still have to play off those guys. Right. They make it easier, but we see teams not have, we just talked about the Bills last video. It's like, what can they find after their top guy? And it seems like the Cowboys can generally generate enough.
Might have to take back what I said about the Eagles winning the division again. This schedule this Cowboys schedule is looking awfully 13 winish near the end here.
Awfully cakey.
Yeah, it is. It is. And if there's one thing Fat Mike's good at, it's accumulating mass during the regular season.
Well, I mean, when I gave that schedule, I debated pushing it to week 17 because they play the Lions at home. And who knows what the weeks that, like, Jamison Williams will assumedly be back by then. It's a regular season Goff. I feel like he'll cook in that game. So it's like I didn't put him on there, but I could easily see a world where the Lions game isn't a walkover.
Well, yeah, it might be they need it. Like last year was like, okay, we can have some fun with the Packers, but this year it might be us. Like we're the ones winning, right. We're in. So
it's feasible that both teams need that game to win their divisions. I mean,
for sure. Absolutely. For sure. And sandwiched around that stretch is the Commanders twice. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Maybe I'm eating the garbage. I'm going higher on Dallas. I think they win this division this year by not a lot, a game. If that, there's also, haven't accounted for any ties. We had two ties last year, so we might just be getting back into tie two business.
Two ties and a DNF. Like, it was a very strange season last year.
A bizarre year all around. I think I'm going higher on these Cowboys. Now, anything after the division, I won't guarantee you. Not my business. Postseason Cowboys, not my business.
You also forget they technically a new OC. It's Mike McCarthy, but it is a new OC.
He ain't do shit but step back. I'm going to say that in every single video.
Pollard, not, like, holding in, not healthy 100% yet, so running is something they're going to stress a lot, so it could be big Deuce Vaughn hours to lead the year.
Zach Martin just paid. He's happy. He's ready to block. Paid.
I can't give him the division, but I will go higher. I still think it's the Eagles division.
So yeah, I'm going higher also.
So everybody's higher on the Eagles, higher on the Cowboys. We got anything else on Dallas?
No, let's get to some lowers.
Oh boy, the New York Giants. Their number is 7.5. They went 9-7-1 last year. Beat the Vikings, then lost to the Eagles. What'd they do this offseason?
They lost Julian Love. They didn't lose a ton, honestly, but they
Kenny
brought
Galladay.
In, they didn't lose a ton. They brought in Bobby Okereke, who I'm a big fan of, linebacker from the Colts, and Paris Campbell, a wide receiver from the Colts that I'm not a big fan of.
I like Paris Campbell.
I'm neutral. There was on PC. One,
there, I was completely neutral on him last year when me and Kev were doing the fantasy show on Sunday afternoons. I said, like, I don't think Paris Campbell's that great. People, like, for that week, people were like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And then we looked him up. He was like wide receiver, like 54 or something. I was like, what are you people talking about? Like, what's going on here? What? So now I hate him, and it's not his fault, but I'm out.
Out of camp, he's looked really good. He's been one of their best receivers. His issue is always just he's hurt, you know? But I got him for Dynasty anyways.
No, there's also
– who's putting these words out?
And we put him on the Patriots, he'd look like one of their best receivers. It's not a great receiver room. Now, they brought in two rookies that I like. Jalin Hyatt. No one knows what he'll look like against NFL, like in a real offense, not that Tennessee offense. And then they drafted Bryce Ford Wheaton, who I believe put up a 10 raw score.
Yeah,
RAS score. And he's watching his West Virginia highlights. It's like, I don't know how they didn't just throw it to him every time. And then every West Virginia fan was like, he really doesn't have any hands. So we'll see if he develops those. They took Deontay Banks, their first pick, and they took John Michael Smith, the consensus best center in the draft. He just wasn't that athletic. So I think he was the third center taken. I feel like he's probably going to be the best center in the class. I'm not too worried about his athleticism. And they're building off of last year, too, with Wandale, Kayvon Thibodeau, Evan Neal, who had a brutal rookie year. But if any offensive line knows how to take a high pedigree tackle who fucking stinks immediately, it's the team that just gave out, I believe, the richest tackle contract in NFL history to Andrew Thomas, who stunk immediately and then developed. So I'm not out on Evan Neal by any means.
No, not at all. I think the wide receiver room, you're hoping Wandale's back. You're hoping Sterling Shepard's back. You added Darren Waller is in the mix now. I think that'll give him an element that they just didn't really have last year.
Darius
Dimes
Slayton
is back. Yeah, Slayton was good for them. Danny Dimes is back, and he got a few more dimes on him.
I think just like they're one of the teams more than any other team in the league where the scheme is just everything. Like it's all so fine-tuned, you know, everything to make
Danny, the personnel. Yeah.
Right, to make Danny Dimes look better than he really is, you know?
I mean, that's really the question. Like, was Brian Daboll and almost by extension, Daniel Jones, one-year wonders? Like, was last year the start of something? Like, hey, this is our first year together. We can grow from this. Or was it, that was the best we got, dude. That was lightning in a bottle, 9-7-1.
PFF had him at the 24th best offense, 30th best defense, 26th special teams, 29th overall. So they were 15th in points scored, 17th in points allowed. I don't know how they won 9 games. I really don't.
And a playoff game.
They did win a playoff game against a negative point differential team. They truly got the best draw they could hope for. What's their number?
7.5.
And they were god-awful against the run last year, right? Like one of the worst in the league, I believe.
Their defense was 18th against the pass, 30th against the run.
Yeah. 7.5 is – Vegas is smart with that number.
No,
that's
good.
Right. Yeah, they're good with that one.
They're very good. Because I had 7 in my mind and I had 8 in my mind.
Yeah.
And they split it right down the center.
I'm going to go lower. Going lower. I don't believe.
I think I'm with you. And I do think Daboll's a really good coach. I don't love Saquon's back, but is he going to be healthy for a full year like he was last year? Not necessarily the case every year. And if he's not, I don't know. I know they took a running back in the middle of the draft, but he's no Saquon, respectfully. Evan Gray?
Eric Gray, I think.
Eric Gray, yeah.
I think it's got to be a lower for me, man. I think it's probably a, like, I don't think this is like a 3 or 4 win team.
No.
Either, but for not for every, I feel like everything went right last year. I do think they more had to have more talent just in the door than they had last year. Like, I do think there's, even if they don't make the playoffs this year, I think they're still building on the right trajectory. But if they go like 2-15 and they ball back in Tuscaloosa,
they've got to stretch early, weeks 3 through 6. We'll know a lot about this team pretty immediately. They go at 49ers. They have to come all the way back to play the Seahawks at home. Then they go at Miami, at Buffalo. That, an 0-4 there wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
You said that's weeks 3 through 6, like early.
3 through 6, yeah, that's pretty tough. Immediately. So that puts a lot of pressure. What are their first 3 games? Because it's just, that's, this is why people love football. There's so much pressure immediately. They've got the Cowboys week 1. That's tough. Like, that's, it's a division game. It matters, doubly matters.
Absolutely.
Then you've got Arizona week 2. Some breathing room, I would argue. They really can't fuck up that game. They just can't fuck it up.
Well, yeah, no, you win the first one, but actually trick the second one. It's like, we've done nothing. We spoiled our good fortune.
And then that San Francisco game is the Thursday game also.
Yeah, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. At least you're already out there. You're already in Arizona.
Yeah, they probably stay out there, yeah.
You have to. Flying back. If they fly back, cancel the season.
Who find out they go to England the week after?
But yeah, the rest of the season, like the last 2 of the last 3 weeks are Eagles, Rams, Eagles. Like, that's, they really mailed in that part of the schedule.
It was like, oh, they do have to all play each other twice. I think so. Everybody's going lower. Giants 7.5.
Yeah.
Sorry, what I said. Anything else on the
Giants? He didn't even defend himself. He could have spoke up defending himself here.
He's like, no notes. Who's their X factor? I just had like year 2 of Kayvon. We talked about like Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence were great. Didn't really help because, again, they couldn't stop the run. If Kayvon is that guy, just dropping him in. He had some flashes for sure after starting injured. So maybe he's just that guy, which would help a lot of your defense. I don't know if it helped him to 8 wins, though.
Fantasy X factor. I feel like Darren Waller, fantasy league X factor. He's going a little late in the drafts. I feel like he probably gets used a lot.
It's a rule. I mean, I think it depends on where you feel like. Is he cooked? Is he too old? Did the Raiders get the best years out of him? Or was Josh McDaniels and Derek Carr not finding him properly? I think it's a meat on both bones.
I was going to say, I'd see both sides. I said Dexter Lawrence / Leonard Williams. Every great Giants team has just been hell up front. Dexter Lawrence was unbelievable last year. Leonard Williams has just been good his whole career pretty much. So I think they kind of have to carry that. And Thibodeau's obviously in that as well. But if Lawrence takes a step back, that's where it becomes a problem.
I think we 48th against the run. He's like, guys, I'm literally doing all I can. We physically can't get worse.
Right.
Lower on the Giants. And last, and probably least, these Washington Commanders. Their number is 6.5. They were 8-1 last year. A very Washington type record. Who'd they bring in and lose?
So they lost Cole Holcomb. They lost Taylor Heinicke. They brought in Andrew Wiley and Jacoby Brissett, who I found out PFF ranked as the 6th best quarterback in football last year. So that's a thing.
I don't think it's too crazy with the way he played, but 6 is tough. 6 is tough.
Six is high. 6 out of 39. Is very high. And because you have to play a certain amount of games to qualify, obviously, right. Like so. But 6 out of 39, I had to make sure I it wasn't cutting off like a 1 or even a 2, possibly.
Is it like war? Like they were like, hey, he was so much better, and Deshaun Watson was so much worse than the average replacement player that elevated him.
They by grade they had him as 82.6 grade, and that was with a. So it's kind of anchored by his run. He was 91.5 graded for rushing. But like a respectable 75 for passing. You know what I mean? So it was like, he's obviously not going to make the throw to win you the game, but he's probably not going to make the throw to lose it for you either. Although I think he did very much do exactly that one game last year.
I feel like he also, more than previous years, he may have had to throw a two to win them. Like last year was by far a step that even people that had been optimistic on him wanted to see him take, and he took it. He also must be better than like Carson Wentz / Taylor Heineke.
You would assume.
They better assume. Who? Yeah, did they lose an ad much?
Not really. They lost an owner. I feel like that was the best thing that could have happened to them. So that was, I don't want to undersell that. Yeah, I don't want to undersell that. Once they get the new field, they don't even have to move the stadium. They just truly need a new field. Once they get that, I'll be more in on Washington football. But it's kind of a couple of guys they returned, second year guys. Jahan Dotson was banged up in the middle of the season, got off to an incredibly hot start. All he did was just catch touchdowns. Brian Robinson, unshot at this point of the offseason. Good, already trending ahead of last season's pace. And I'm not out on Sam Howell. Like, he's there. He's competing for that job. I wouldn't be shocked if he was decent. I wouldn't be shocked if he was good. I wouldn't be shocked if he was terrible. None of those outcomes would shock me, but he's there. And there's reason for some optimism in Washington. I just don't know how much there should be for this season specifically.
I think the only – if I was a Washington Commandos fan, God forbid. But what I'd be telling myself is we're better in the – like, Jacoby Brissett and Sam Howell are better than Wentz and Heineke. That's an upgrade.
Right.
J.D. McKissick's out. It seemed like he could just never really get a foothold in a three running back room. So if it's just going to be, okay – Unshot B-Rob and Antonio Gibson. I think it might be contract year, Antonio Gibson. I know people don't really like him, but if it's contract year.
They don't like him. They're the ones who don't like him.
The internet doesn't either, because I draft him on every team and they yell at me. It's not about
They did draft Chris Rodriguez, or maybe they've signed him from your Kentucky.
I think he was round 5 or 6. He was a day 3. If this line is decent, he's not going to make a whole lot out of nothing. But if you give him one hole and tell him to go, he will go. Put his head down and go. And I like Eric Bieniemy is a running backs guy, like play running backs guy. If he gets in a, you know, a foothold with him, maybe so. Like Bieniemy in the mix, I feel like that hopefully makes the offense better. They have a good wide receiver core.
They do.
And like, will the line be enough for Sam Howell? I appreciate that they're rolling the dice on Sam Howell. Let's just see. Maybe he's really good. Maybe he's mid. Maybe he's terrible and we pick high. But let's just see. But then they've got I don't even know if it's a dilemma, just the Chase Young situation. He and Montez Sweat are both playing on the last year of their contracts. Sweat's playing on year 5. Chase Young's playing on year 4. They turned down year 5. Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen have already been paid on that defensive line. So I don't know if this like a we have a contract for one of you. Is this we franchise one of you? Is this we trade one of you? Because we can't franchise you both. So I'm interested to see just how that plays out. What's our schedule looking like?
You'd have to think Sweat right now is the leader in that clubhouse for getting paid just because of Chase Young's injury history.
I mean, he got the 5th year. That alone is like, no, we want more of you. Not less, but they're both on his 5th year. He's still 26, and Chase Young, I think, is 24. So maybe there's a case. It's like, oh, they both bounce back and they reach a deal with Sweat and franchise Young or something. Keep them both. Need to be stepped from Jamin Davis, linebacker out of Kentucky. Like year one was not good rookie linebacker starting. Year 2 was better at everything. So year 3, if he can keep that going, that defense should keep them in games. What do you say, Scoot?
I don't know if Ron Rivera finishes the year as the head coach. If they're not good, not playing good, what's to stop the new owner from being like, I don't like this guy, you know?
I'll say, like, if they get, I don't know, 7-8 weeks in, you could do worse than turning to Jacoby Brissett and being like, hey, let's see if we can just ride this out. Maybe we, again, their number 6.5, 8 wins last year. New owner. I don't even know what the fans' expectations are for this year, or if they're just good that Snyder is out.
I'm sure it helps. I'm sure it helps a lot. Week 8 through 13, they get the Eagles. They go to New England and then to Seattle, which is brutal.
Like, a lot of travel. Yeah.
They come home for the Giants, which I typically wouldn't count that as tough, but you're coming back from Seattle after a 2-week road trip. Then you go back on the road to the Cowboys, and then you come home for the Dolphins. So that's a tough, was that 6 games right there? That's 0-6 there is an impossible in my mind. Like, it's super on the table.
That'd be for me. I feel like it'd still be good. They just don't have snow. They just lean into that. Lean into that. Ideally, house that guy, but if not, maybe you picking one or two next year. But I don't know if the defensive line, like if that front seven alone might keep them out of being that bad.
Yeah.
6.5. Going lower school? I think I'm going higher here. Not a whole, like again, maybe 7. I don't think there's just like a playoff team in wait here, but just the upgrade, like the non-Carson Wentz, that's what I'm really stressing here. The non-shot Brian Robinson. Chase Young, who's playing very much, who can hit unrestricted free agency in a year. So if he's healthy and we see number 2 pick Chase Young, who knows? I'll go slightly higher, but higher.
Going under. I think 5 or 6.
I don't even view 6 as like a bad season. A, especially if you can get Rivera up out of there. It's like, okay, how did the defense look last year? They were 11th best defense, 7th in points allowed in the entire league. Outside of this tough schedule I mentioned, they do play the 49ers at the end of the season. They play the Jets at the end of the season. Their bye is week 14. So they
– vicious.
It's a grueling to even get – like that's literally – it's the middle of December is their bye. It's December 10th is their bye. And it's like they play the Bears and the Falcons back-to-back weeks. Could those be 2 wins? For sure. We really don't know what those teams – could Bijan Robinson run all over them? Definitely. Could Justin Fields run and throw all over them? Definitely. They play the Bills week 3. They're at Denver, which is never easy to travel to. They get the Cardinals week 1. I'm going to give them at least 1 win, right? I don't think the Cardinals are going to be very good. I'm going to go lower, but I don't think that's a negative by any means.
Like, if I'm Washington, I feel like a best-case scenario is like, okay, we stink so bad that Rivera gets fired, but the enemy shows enough that it's like, okay, we think he's just – like, we don't have to do a head coach hire again. We stink enough to get Caleb, who's from Washington. This would be the year to win, like, 2 games. Get him and just have those guys. You've got some offensive weapons already. Continue to build that line and – run it out next year or whenever they get close to the new field, new stadium, a year away from that Snyder stink, and go from there. So I'm the only commando here. I'm the only one going higher. Okay.
Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
That's my tribe. Those are my friends.
I mean, I really like
anything else on this?
Yeah. A good quarterback, I wouldn't hate this offense, but we don't know. It's an unknown at this point.
I'm trying to, I don't think they.
So is that your most important? Your most important is the quarterback here? It's got to be the big old question mark.
It is a question mark. I put Kendall Fuller just because if there is a weakness on the defense, it's the second. Like, I think they have enough depth and enough options with that front 7 where 1-2 injuries, they're still a really good unit. The secondary, I mean, they used their first round pick on Emmanuel Forbes to play corner, so they know it's an area that they need to improve. Fuller is still really good, so that's where it's like if he can quarterback that secondary, that makes the defense that much better. But yeah, they for sure need an answer at quarterback big time.
And I think the other problem here is, correct me if I'm wrong, but like they just aren't very good at running the ball, even though that's what they want to do. They just aren't good at it. They were like one of the worst.
Well, it's – and I don't know. I know they lost, like, Brandon Scherff, who had been, like, a staple on that line. He went to Jacksonville last year. They had no need for Trent Williams a couple years back. And it's like, yeah, now – also, Brian Robinson, who had a freshly shot leg And I don't know how good J.D. McKissick is at running forward. We'll see. We'll see, so to say. But I don't know.
Robinson,
I'm going higher.
Yeah. He wasn't like he was solid last year. He wasn't some like can't miss. Was he even Alabama's lead running back? I don't think he was.
Robinson?
Yeah.
For 1 year.
Okay. Yeah.
Literally only his last year he was.
But he wasn't crazy, like coming out of college, he still wasn't like this highly touted, like, oh, we got to get this Bama running back guy. Like it was already considered like he's a plotter, you know?
Well, it was shades to Josh Jacobs, if you remember. It's like, hey, the people that like this guy really like him because they're like, we think it's some tread left on his tires because he really only played 1 year.
And
for what he showed last year with his circumstances, I think he's earned a healthy season. We got anything else on the East, the Commanders?
You're going Cowboys with the division?
I was going to say, I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys. This will burn me in no way. I'm so confident. I'm so confident. I'm going Cowboys. Who wins this division?
I just got to go with the Eagles. I just got to trust the Eagles do it, even though no one ever wins twice in a row in this division. The last team to do it was the Eagles. I'm just going to – I'm blindly supporting Philly this year. They can't come for me with the pitchforks anymore. Only Coley can come after now.
As little do you know, Scoob, they'll come after you more now that you're on their side.
They do hate when you believe in them. That's also true. There's no winning, which I kind of respect. But, yeah, I'd much rather pick the Eagles, and if it happens to be wrong, than pick the Cowboys and watch them go 0-17. Like that feels more likely to me. That feels way more likely to me. So, I'm fly, Eagles, fly, go Birds, all that.
If they get to 0-12, I think we see Jerry Jones suit up. Like, I don't think that's out of the I don't think that's out of the possibility at all.
I would love a game where he called the plays. He was just the coordinator.
Might get that this year. He's like, yeah, Mike McCarthy is the offensive coordinator. It's just Jerry Jones up there holding up a picture of an elephant. He's like,
You hear the announcers are like, no one's run this formation since 48. Like, what?
Arkansas's 48 team. And Jerry Jones is up there.
Negative 6 yards again. They just
Run it better, Pollard. Run it better. So Eagles, 11.5. I think we all took the higher there. Cowboys, 9.5. Do we all take the higher? There, I'm the only one got him winning the division, but I think we all took the higher for 9.5 Cowboys.
Yeah.
Giants, 7.5. Did we all take the lower there?
Yeah.
All took the lower there. Commanders, 6.5. I think I'm the only one took the higher?
Yes.
I believe in the Commanders and the Cowboys. I am the lone person to believe in both of those organizations.
I'm rethinking the Giants one. No, I'm rethinking the Giants because we're all lower on that. Who's to say the defense isn't better at stopping the run this year? Give me the higher for the Giants. You know what? I think that defense is going to be a little better this year.
You just lost all your Philly goodwill. You just lost every stitch of it. It's gone. It's out the window. You'll never get it back.
He's like, give me the Cowboys to cut down the nets in February.
I like the cut of their Jew.
Whoever makes the graphic for this one, can you put a flip flop for that one for Scoob? I'm flip flopping on those Giants. I don't know.
Whoever makes the graphics, just put one with me for a thumbs up and a thumbs down for every option. So I'm just covered regardless. That's what I would appreciate.
Yeah, middle thumbs.
Yeah, right sideways.
It's a team.
I'm certain they play in the NFC East. I'm certain. That'll do it for us. The East, if you have not checked out our AFC East video, please check that out. We're moving through the divisions one by one. We will get to yours soon. Drop a thumbs up, please, and thank you. Let us know in the comments who's winning this division and why it will be the Washington Commanders, my Commanders.